This is Policy to Practice, a SEMA podcast. Here we break down policy and regulatory developments shaping Canada's investment industry and what they mean for firms.
Account transfers are one of the most frustrating friction points in the Canadian investment industry, affecting clients, advisors, dealers, and product manufacturers alike. Today, we're diving into CIRO's regulatory consultation on the modernization of requirements for account transfers. Currently, transfers can be hindered by outdated manual procedures, inconsistent regulatory requirements, and varying standards. CIRO is proposing rule changes to improve efficiency, support electronic communication and automation, clarify transfer obligations, and reduce delays for investors. CIRO's proposal reflects a recognition that regulatory change alone will not be enough. Joining us today is James Stairs, Director and Head of Solutions and Services at FundServe. Let's dig into some of the main issues the industry is facing with account transfers. So, James, from your perspective, what are the biggest operational bottlenecks in today's account transfer process?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all, Marcy. Great to be here. I like to think of it in terms of the environmental factors driving operational bottlenecks. And for me, the two biggest are the inconsistent standards across different regulatory regimes that govern transfers today, and in general, just manual processes. You know, CIRO's harmonization of the former MFDA and IROC rule books is a step towards addressing the first issue, and FundServe's new TransferServe platform is addressing the second, along with other industry participants.
So you mentioned TransferServe. Why has the industry's technology infrastructure become such a critical part of the conversation, and where do you see the biggest gaps today?
Technology infrastructure is a focus because there isn't a single utility that dealers can use to process transfers today. And in many cases, there's no automated solution at all. There are pockets of automation, but far too many transfers are still handled manually, adding risk and uncertainty to the process.
So at the heart of this consultation is the investor experience. What impact do slow or inefficient transfers have on clients, and why should firms view this as more than just an operational issue?
Well, aside from the frustration that investors have with the length of time and lack of transparency in the current transfer process, investors carry real risk when they're out of the market for an extended period of time. They're often unable to get out of a position or take advantage of investment opportunities while their account is being transferred. They're essentially locked out of the market.
Inefficient and delayed account transfers can damage client relationships and firm reputations. How important is it for the industry to get this right, and what role can technology play in restoring that client confidence?
In my mind, technology automation can play two key roles. It significantly improves the customer experience by standardizing the process and creating a consistent and transparent experience, but it also significantly reduces risk. There's a lot of investor information being shared between dealers in the transfer process, and faxes and email are notoriously prone to security breaches. An automated technology solution eliminates much of that risk.
Let's talk a bit about FundServe now. FundServe was selected to enhance the account transfer process. What problems are you uniquely positioned to solve?
Well, of course, I'm biased, but in my mind, FundServe is uniquely positioned to solve the transfer challenge. Because of the central role that we play in the industry. Almost all Canadian dealers are members of FundServe. So any system that we build in support of transfers is immediately available to the entire dealer community. And it also doesn't hurt that we operate in a cost recovery model. We're not a for-profit business. So any excess revenue generated by a fund service returned to members in the form of an annual rebate. So, you know, to summarize, breadth of exposure to the industry and low cost provider. And, you know, we have a reputation for reliable delivery of solutions to the industry.
How will FundSERV address complex transfer issues, including registered plans, segregated funds, GICs, and estate-related transfers?
Well, you mentioned a few of the complexities, Marcy, but there are many, many more. You know, some of them stem from different types of dealers operating in the marketplace. There's different account types, you know, a multitude of different products, not to mention the patchwork of regulatory regimes that we see today. And ultimately, all of these need to get addressed. The challenge is we can't do it all at once. And so, you know, we're building our solution in close consultation with the industry. And our aim is to tackle these challenges in order of priority, and that priority will be determined in part through that consultation with industry members.
And how will FundSERV provide flexibility for all firms, so regardless of their size, the type of operation, and their client base?
Dealers are going to have multiple options for using TransferServe. The simplest will be to use the front end that we've built, and that's always an option for dealers. But more likely, they're either going to rely on their service provider to integrate the transfer capability into their systems, or they're going to integrate it directly themselves using the APIs that we're making available.
Okay, now let's move on to preparation and implementation. With the third phase of TransferServ going into production at the end of this year, how should firms be preparing?
Start your builds now. The TransferServ MVP was launched in March, and the API specifications have been published since May. The sooner you can integrate the new systems into your workflows, the sooner you can work through any of the kinks and optimize your process. And it's better to get that done while you have time rather than wait for, you know, the last minute when Ciro has mandated this and you have to get it done and there are no options.
So I'm also interested in how you will define success. So if the initiative is successful 3 years from now, what will dealers, fund managers, and advisors be experiencing that they are not experiencing today?
Well, hopefully a whole lot less frustration. You know, at its core, Ciro's new rules and the system we're building to support them, they're both designed to enforce automation in what is often a very manual paper-based process, but also add transparency where there's almost none today. And just generally simplify as much as possible what's really a very complicated process today. That's our goal.
So we just talked about success in the industry's view. And in one sentence, what's the biggest benefit this initiative will deliver to Canadian investors?
For me, the main benefit for investors will be a more consistent process with clear timelines and transparency into the status of any transfer.
Great. James, this has been a really interesting conversation. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks again for having me, Marcy.
Visit the CIMA website and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.